I've been working on a series of works under the project named Zwischenlaute. So I'm interested in human speech and specifically in the particularities of speech that are not really covered under the realm of language. So language is, everybody I think knows what language is. It's a code that we share, a set of conventions about words and meanings and sounds. And if you and I speak the same language, then it means that we're able to understand each other because we have these similar references. And so, for example, the word horse conjures up the image of a horse in our mind, and the word pencil, and so on. And then the thing about these quite abstract images in our mind is that in order to manifest in reality, they must be pronounced, they must be spoken. They could also be written. But in the case of spoken language, the abstraction of language is rendered into the concrete in the form of speech. And if you really listen to speech, you quickly realize that there are lots of noises and sounds that all of us make when we speak that are not directly referencing that set of signs. So there are extra words, or there are extra noises anyway. And it's these extra noises that I'm interested in examining. I spent a few years working as a radio technician, and during the course of that work, I spent a lot of time editing human speech. So when you do this, you become quite familiar with all of the details, all of these extra sounds, all of these Zwischenlaute sounds that everybody has. And some people have them more than others, and everyone has their own sort of style of sounds that they make when they're hesitating, when they're thinking about what to say next, when they're unsure about what to say next. So if you, I mean, the thing about recording speech is that it, of course, enables us to cut all of these things out. This was my job as a radio technician, but it also allows us not to cut them out, but to focus our attention on these sounds and to sort of develop almost like a parallel language, a parallel classification system which sort of exists alongside the regular linguistic one. And this is basically the framework for this series of works that I'm calling Zwischenlaute.